Laura Trump is interested in becoming a U.S. senator. And now the outgoing chair of the Republican National Committee may have not one but two different states where she could serve. In an interview with the Associated Press released Monday, December 9th, Trump, the wife of President-elect Donald Trump's son Eric, said she would seriously consider serving if Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appointed her to replace Senator Marco Rubio, President-elect Trump's nominee for Secretary of State. If I'm being completely transparent, I don't know exactly what that would look like, Trump said. And I certainly want to get all of the information possible if that is something that's real for me. But yeah, I would 100% consider it. DeSantis would have the power to appoint a new senator should Rubio receive Senate confirmation and step down. A new senator would serve until a special election can be held in 2026. The Florida governor is also a rumored candidate for an appointment to be Secretary of Defense. Current nominee Pete Hegseth is facing calls to drop out over concerns about sexual abuse allegations and reported alcohol problems. However, Florida may not be the only Senate possibility for Laura Trump following a successful 2024 election cycle heading the RNC. Trump weighed a Senate bid in her home state of North Carolina in 2022, but declined. The Tar Heel state has a seat of its own up for election in 2026. Victory Insights took a poll in November, which found nearly 7 in 10 Republicans in the state would back her if she ran. She leads the current Republican Senator Tom Tillis 69% to 11%. The same poll found her within the margin of error if she ran against top hypothetical Democratic nominee Governor Roy Cooper.